Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of ours from the mailbag from the Deen Show. I'm your host, Dr. Qadhi. In today's mail, we have a question from a Christian who says, I was born a Christian, I was raised a Christian, why do I have to convert to Islam? If God made me a Christian, if God made my family a Christian, then why should I change that way? Because God is the one who created me in that way. Or he made me basically be raised by a family of Christians, being born to Christians. Why then should I think about changing my faith? This is a very deep and profound question. And it goes back to divine destiny. It goes back to predestination. It goes back to God's knowledge. It goes back to God's power. A person says, I have been born in this way, why should I change? And the response is, okay, you were born in a certain family, in a certain time, in a certain place, that is beyond your control. But now who you are and what you make of yourself, that is within your grasp and power. God has given you an intellect, he's given you a mind, he's given you common sense. The same excuse is used by murderers and rapists and thieves, so they say, I was created this way. I have this inside of me, I can't change. If a murderer says to you, it's not my fault I murder, you know, this is just the way I am, I'm a serial killer, don't get angry at me. We respond, no, God created you with the free will, he created you with common sense, you can control it. If you're too weak to control yourself, that's not my fault or the fault of anybody else, you will be punished for your crimes. Similarly, you now, as a rational, sane human being, you can say it was beyond my choice who I was born to, my parents were beyond my choice, my family was beyond my choice, my society, my culture, my ethnicity. But your religion right now as you speak is not beyond your choice. And you're confusing the two. You're confusing the two because who you are now, your identity, your values, your morality, your theology, all of these factors are well within your grasp. And God does not call you to account for who your parents were. But he will call you to account for who you are and what you've done. God will not punish you or call you to task or even reward you for that which your parents did or your society did or your culture did. But he will call you to task for what you have done. Now you are a rational and sane human being. You need to make up your mind. What should I do with my life? Who is the God who created me? What should I do towards that God? This requires common sense and rationality, and these are things you have been blessed with. The fact that your family is Christian is not an excuse for you to be a Christian. The fact that you have relatives who did, for example, sins and crimes. Suppose you have a relative or a distant cousin or even a friend or even a person that's a parent or an elder who has done a crime. Can you say, this person has done a crime, I should do one as well? Not that I'm comparing Christianity to murder, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, these are things beyond your control. Don't use them to justify what is in your control. Okay, simple common sense and rationality. That your parents have done something, they're responsible for it. And God will judge them based upon their intentions. You are a different person. You are a different human being. You have a different mind, a different rationality. And therefore, you are required to think and reason out all of these things. Now, also realize that you can never use the fact that God has decreed something, you can never use it as an excuse for what you do. If a person does a sin and said, oh, well, God knew I would do this, don't punish me for that. Well, when you did the sin, you did it rationally, you did it knowing fully well what you're doing and the implications of what you're doing. The fact that you did it and God also knew you would do that is not an excuse for you. Or else no human being would have any problems doing anything. If somebody comes and steals your wallet, don't get angry at him because he can say, well, don't get angry at me, God knew I would steal it. If somebody comes and takes your property or damages you or hurts you or abuses you, you won't have the right to get angry at him because he will use the same excuse that you're using now and he will say, well, God knew I would do this. Yes, God knew, but that's not an excuse for you to do what you've done. You had the power to do what you did and you chose to do it. God has infinite knowledge, he knew you would do it. But when you did it, nobody forced you to do it. Now, right now, nobody's forcing you to be a Christian. Therefore, you have to think. And if you choose a certain path, whether it be Christianity or Judaism or Hinduism or whether it be Islam, that is your choice now. And you have to be responsible for that choice in the hereafter. So to conclude this question, we say the fact that you're equating your current state with the state that's beyond your control is not a fair question. Certain things are beyond your control. God will not call you to task for that. God will not ask you, why were you born to Christian parents? But he will ask you, why did you die as a Christian when you had so many years to think about the various religions? Did you reason it out? Did you research? And if you honestly and sincerely concluded that a certain religion is right or wrong, you are responsible for that decision on the Day of Judgment. And that is your decision that you have made. Nobody can force you to become a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew. But just because my parents were Hindu or atheist or Muslim or Buddhist, and I also want to follow their path, just because they are, that's not rational faith. That's not academic faith. That's just blind following. And our religion does not approve of blind following. Our religion says, you should, if you don't know the truth, research it and find it. If you know the truth, then alhamdulillah, thank Allah. But if you don't know the truth, our religion asks you to use your common sense and reason and ration and pray to God. Rationalize and pray to God, because they both go together. Think and also use your emotions, because we are human beings who have an intellect and we have emotions. When something makes sense to you, rationally, intellectually, and emotionally, you found the truth. And I say it with the full confidence and sincerity, the only religion that will appeal to you rationally and emotionally and intellectually is the religion of Islam. So go out and do the research. And if you have any questions, you know who to ask. Ask the people around you. Ask God Himself for guidance and help. And you can also ask the people around you, Muslims, and you can send us questions in as well. And we'll try our best to answer them to the best of our abilities. This brings us to the conclusion of this particular episode. I hope to see you next time on the mailbag. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.